Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA internet radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome to the Flipside Talk Show. This is being brought to you with our organization, HUDA. And I just want to give you, my name is Mrs. Rashida Jabbar, and I am the president of HUDA. And we're here with the young ladies of the Young Ladies First Club with Benjamin Comegys Elementary School. Just a briefing, HUDA. HUDA means guidance. HUDA is the Arabic word for guidance or guide. And our mission statement with HUDA is our mission is to provide social and developmental programming which seeks integrated for students and parents, both socially and academically. HUDA will provide guidance for students of every creed and background to build self-respect, self-esteem, and self-pride, thereby cultivating change and more positive behavior. We will redirect the negative energy of our youth through the formation of a faith-based nonprofit organization for parents and community partners of public and charter schools in Philadelphia. Young ladies, I want to welcome you all. Today is our first day for the Young Ladies First Club of Benjamin Comegys Elementary School, and our show is called The Flip Side. We're here today because we're waiting for our special guest, Ms. Tasha Makia from 100.3 The Beat. She's running a little late, and if anyone knows Philadelphia traffic, she's stuck in traffic right now, but she would definitely be here. So we're going to get our topic of discussion started. So we're at the round table. So we're going to start just basically a format, and today we're going to be discussing domestic violence and teen violence, relationship violence. Okay? So what I would like to do first, I would like to turn it over to our team leader, Ms. Priscilla. And Ms. Priscilla is going to start us into letting us know about specifically what is the Ladies Club. Okay, we're going to turn it over to Ms. Anshana Jones.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashanae Jones, and welcome to the Flipside Talk Show with the Ladies First Club of Benjamin Comegys School on MasterGriotRadio.com. Our mission statement is to educate and enhance the lives of young ladies at Benjamin Comegys School by being an example of leadership through positive actions and to embrace life with etiquette, grace, and charm and a strong desire to obtain success through education. I would like for our Ladies First Club members to introduce themselves, starting from my right.
Good afternoon. My name is Shania Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Shaw Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Jasmine Waters.
Good afternoon. My name is Janaya Jones.
Good afternoon. My name is Tiani Willis.
Good afternoon. My name is Patrice Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Janaya Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Tiara Mills.
Thank you, ladies. We are delighted in having you with us today. Our special guest this afternoon is Ms. Tasha Makia, who is the radio personality and announcer of 100.3 The Beat Radio 1. But before we introduce our guest, we would like to give you, our listening audience, a brief bio on Ms. Tasha Makia.
Ms. Tasha Makia hails from Boresport, Connecticut. She is currently on 100.3 The Beat on the overnight and weekends, 107.9 WRMB, Mondays 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, and Sarah's XM radio on Sunday at 6 p.m. with Miss Mona Love for the Ladies First Radio Show with DJ Jay Scheme. Natasha Makia outspoken, sincere, and full of personality, and gaining notoriety in Connecticut for her debut single Be Yourself. She became a part of the WZMX Hot 93.7 radio team in Hartford, Connecticut, but it didn't take long for her to graduate to a much bigger market.
When she's not making things happen on the air, you can catch her hosting clubs out in the community, helping others on her own personal time, and the schools talking to kids, helping them stay on track. Ms. Tasha Makia says our children are most important, and if their parents aren't around, the children know I'm always there for them. It amazes me that I have parents thanking me for their children's advice or giving them the boost they needed to bring those grades up. I love my job, says Tasha Makia.
Okay, 1 minute, ladies. We need you to speak a little louder, so make sure the listening audience hear what you're saying, okay?
Okay.
Just speak a little louder so they can hear what you're saying.
Ms. Tasha Makia has inspired the ins and outs of the musical instruction by both from the radio side and the recording artist side. She has had the pleasure of touring with Angie Martinez, the NYC Hottest 97, and performed on television on BET 100 in part, The Carson Daly Show, Jay Leno, and the WB Morning Show. Ms. Tasha Makia has also performed alongside hip-hop legends LL Cool J, Nas, Busta Rhymes, Trick Daddy, Sierra Little Kim, and Ashanti are some of the known artists with which I've been honored to share the stage with. It's a wonderful experience, said Tasha Makia.
Whether in a club or volunteering at a soup kitchen, Ms. Tasha Makia loves every single moment. She has also allowed the Tri-State area to know her inside and out, and she has recently shared her experience of domestic violent relationship with she was once in. She wants everyone to know she is no different than you and how women should love and respect themselves before loving anyone else. Ms. Tasha Makia is your cousin, your sister, your girlfriend, and your best friend.
Thank you, ladies. Now, we would like to assist you.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Now, what we're going to do now, because we're still waiting for our guests to come, and you just read the bio of Ms. Tasha Makia from 100.3 The Beat. Excuse me 1 second. We're live, so we're at the Benjamin Comedy School. We're live. Jackie, can we go to a break right now? We're going to be right back because we have something going at the school. I have to take care of 1 second. Give me 1 minute, and we'll come right back. Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Okay? You ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're back now. As I was saying, we had a little problem. Ms. Tasha Makia is really stuck on the highway, and she really wants to be here. She's very upset. She's stuck up near Cotchahockin. So if anyone knows that area, know that she may not make it here in time. What we may have to do, because she's really disappointed, if she doesn't get here on time, we're praying that she would come and do this again for us, okay, which she will. She said we will do it again, okay, within the next few days. We're going to try to get her back, and we're going to do this again. So I apologize to my listening audience. I ask that you all stay tuned, listen out for your emails, watch your emails, because you will be getting an e-blast about this again within the next 2 days, hopefully, perhaps maybe Monday or so. We probably can come back on once we set dates to continue with our roundtable discussion. She's going to be here, but by the time she gets here, the talk show will be over. So I do apologize to everyone, but don't go nowhere, because we're going to sit here now, and we're going to have our own round-the-table discussion with the flip side with our young ladies. Okay? We can do that, right, young ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mrs. Rashida.
Yes.
Can I just let our listening audience know that if they have any questions or would like to speak with these wonderful young ladies, they can call into 646-716-7994. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. And then also, if she's able to, I know she's on the road, so she may not be able to call in, but Ms. Tasha Makia may also do that as well.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Basically, what we're going to do now, because the conversation, our roundtable discussion, was pinned on to the effect of the Chris Brown and Rihanna incident. We all are familiar with that, right, young ladies?
Yes.
And we understand that what we wanted to do was to bring someone in with us that actually had that experience themselves. And Ms. Tasha Makia, which we all know, has been in an abusive relationship that she's out of, thank God, has been in an abusive relationship for years. And she wanted to come and to tell you, young ladies, basically what we have been saying for years is that love doesn't hurt. When someone approaches you, puts their hands on you, and in the same token tell you they care about you and love you, it's not so. It's not true, okay? That's not love, all right? When you have a young man, you know you young ladies are going to be at that age that you're going to be interested in boyfriends and the girlfriends, and I pray that you're interested in marriage, but there is reality, because this is what the round table is about, so we're going to keep it real. Some of you are going to be interested in boys. And a lot of the boys now, they like to pull and tug, hit, tell you where you can go, where you can't go, who you can talk to and who you shouldn't talk to, okay? So I know we have some looks now. Everybody looking at me frown like, it's not going to be me, Miss Rashida. So we're going to go around the table. And I just want you young ladies to tell me, first of all, how do you feel about the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation? The violence that's there, and also in dealing with what do you see for us from your friends and any advice that you may have to young ladies that is involved in an abusive relationship, and what does it mean to you? What do you think about it, and what is your understanding of it? We're going to start right here and work our way around to the right, and we want everyone to introduce themselves.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashanae Jones.
Good afternoon. My name is Shania Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Shaw Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Jasmine Waters.
Good afternoon. My name is Janaya Jones.
Good afternoon. My name is Siani Willis.
Good afternoon. My name is Patrice Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Anaya Willis.
Good afternoon. My name is Tierra Mills.
Okay.
Just whatever you think. This is our open forum.
I think that if girls are in an abusive relationship, they should try to get out of it as quick as possible, because if they don't and your boyfriend or husband keeps beating on you, it's going to get worse and worse, and sooner or later he's going to just, like, kill you. And then you were in a relationship and you died for no apparent reason because he probably had something wrong with him. And my advice for girls that's in a domestic violence relationship, they should get out of it because if you love yourself, you shouldn't think that just because a man is hitting on you, that means he loves you. And if he really loves you, he wouldn't hit on you.
That's good. So in other words, she's saying that if a man really respects you and you really respect yourself, and these are things that you're going to look out for and hopefully that you will get out of it and don't allow anyone to disrespect you in that nature. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's what you were saying? Okay, anyone else? Don't be scared. No one can see you. It's an open forum.
Good afternoon. My name is Patrice Williams. What I think is I agree with Ashtonega Jones. If you is in a relationship and someone is hitting you or beating you, the first thing you do is you should tell someone and get a restraining order on you. Because if he really loves you, he wouldn't be hitting you. He probably just tell you that, but words don't mean nothing. Actions speak louder than words. And if he show it instead of telling it, well then, that means he loves you. But if he's going to keep hitting you and abusing you, first thing to do is tell someone and get out of it.
Tell someone. So when you say tell someone, who would you recommend that someone tell if a girlfriend, say I was your girlfriend, and I came to you and I said, man, you know, this, I'm dating Christopher, and Christopher started hitting me. Girl, he punched me in my face yesterday. But Christopher, you know, I think he really loves me, though. He didn't mean it. What would you say?
I would say no. If he loved you, he would never did this. And if the first person you should tell, you need to go to a police authority or something, and that's good enough so you can get a restraining order. I want
him. Wow. So with you say police, or go to the police and you receive a restraining order. But what if you are a teenager? Do young people your age, do you think that they would be perceptive to go to a police officer?
No.
You don't? Why would you think that? That they wouldn't?
Because they're young and they not that like highly educated as a older woman would be. No. But if they like in the ages between 13 to 17, they need to tell their mom or their authority that they're living with.
Great. Good answer. Great. Yes.
I agree with Patricia.
Speak a little loud.
I agree with Patrice. It's because say it's like you just went to the cops and everything and your mom didn't know about it, like you were getting in trouble by your mom, so it's probably good to tell your mom first and then check up with his mom or his grandma or something, then go to the police and see the help.
Okay. Yeah.
I think about abusive relationship because I had a friend, mom, she was in an abusive relationship, and she had passed away because her husband was beating her, and then she tried to leave him, but she couldn't get away fast enough, and he shot her and killed her. And I think all girls should not, mostly girls that be abused by their husband, they shouldn't be in a relationship because they can wind up dead somewhere, or they can
it's okay. Get hurt. It's okay. As you see, to our listening audience, this topic is very, very, it has a lot of emotion attached to it because we all are ladies and women, young ladies, and of course I'm the grown lady here, but we all are women. And to see other women be in that situation or to even talk about it, it is very emotional. My condolences to your friend, her mom, as well as you, because I know that had to have been a tragic situation for your friend to come and tell you that this is why my mother is deceased, because my father took her life, abusive relationship. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Yeah, but I have something else to say.
Speak.
I think Jasmine, I had to respond to Jasmine, she said that she didn't get away quick enough and she got shot. if you're in a recent relationship, you need to get away fast before something like that happens. Because if you wait a while, it might get worse, and you might end up being dead before you really try to get away.
I know of a situation where there was a young lady involved in an abusive relationship for basically over 20 years of her life, raised children in an environment, and the effect that it has on the young people is devastating. So a lot of times you may see young people, such as yourselves, acting in different behaviors, more violent to one another, more violent to their peers. Those are signs as well of children that may be in abusive of parents or of constantly fighting. Dad is constantly fighting mother. And don't get me wrong, females as well, they abuse their male counterparts, their male partners. You have females that's out here abusing men. So it's a two-sided thing here. And what we want, even older women, they're listening right now. And your knowledge and what you're saying, they say, the mouths of babes, what you're doing right now could possibly help save someone's life. So when we speak, we said it about 3 or 4 different times, get out, get out, get out. That is the message. In reality, get out. But sometimes we all know that it's so hard to get out. Some parents, mothers, women are dependent on that male, the husband, the boyfriend, the fiance, whatever that may be, to maintain their home. Women don't have, some of them don't have jobs. Some of them have one child that they have to take care of. So some of them decide to make the decision, well, I'm going to stay on behalf of my children. What do you think about that? That women stay in these relationships because of their children. Even young girls that are having babies at teenagers at 16 are having children. I see them down the street all the time. The young boy grabs them up, throw them against the gate, and someone has to come and intervene for that. What do you think about that?
Okay. I think that just because you have children with a certain man and they beat you, then and your children is around, your children will see that and your children will grow up to be abusive. And I think that you should take you and your kids away from the situation. Just because the kids are there, that doesn't mean you still can't get away. Because if the kids are in the house and you're in the house, and then your husband or your boyfriend is in the house with you, and he get mad, you say, he wants something to eat. And then you say, well, I can't make it right now. And then he just go upstairs, get a gun, and shoot you. Your kids is going to see that. And your kids should not see abusive relationships. Because they'll grow up to think that that's what they should do. That's how it was with Chris Brown.
Okay.
His dad beat on his mom.
How do you know this?
Because I heard.
You heard. Okay. So you said that, well, we want to make sure that we're putting out the right information. So a lot of times tabloids and things happen. So that's what they said about Chris Brown. This is what happened. Okay, we'll finish the story.
And he saw his dad beating on his mom, so he beat on Rihanna. Mm.
Okay.
Also, I would like to ask, if you got kids and someone, and your husband or boyfriend is abusing you in front of them, when your kids grow up and they ask you about their mom, how do they like, your kids, every time somebody asks it, they'll think about what their dad's doing. You shouldn't want the kids to grow up asking to know about, wow, my dad beat my mom up and all this other stuff. So you shouldn't have to, your kids shouldn't have to grow up knowing about that, because they'll probably think of it every day and every night. And if you need help, you should have a relative that you can stay at, but you still should get out.
Okay. Well, with that, you say you should have relatives. I know that there are some people that don't have anyone. because you have people that move them from different city to city. You know, the husbands move their wives from different city to isolate them. Okay, so it becomes to a form of isolation. So they isolate you from everyone that you love, everyone that cares about you, everyone that can make that quick, how we say that quick getaway to come to your assistance. They're not there because they remove you from that. What I want to cover, we want to go back to the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation. And the reason I want to cover that is because of this relates more or less to the young people within your age brackets, okay? Because you all admire, a lot of the young people like Chris Brown. They like Rihanna, you know? And I heard that some of the young people were saying, oh, it's Rihanna's fault. And then some blamed that it was Chris Brown's fault, okay? I just want to hear from you, young ladies. Just give me a little information. How do you really feel? And I want you to be honest. You know, how do you really feel? Don't feel shy. How do you really feel about that situation? Okay, we're going to stay here.
I feel that, that Rihanna should never did that to him is because she gave him herpes and everything, and that was messed up and everything, because now he got to keep herpes. Like, not for the rest of his life, but he just got to keep it until it go away and everything. And that wasn't just somebody out in the street. That was just a famous person, like Chris Brown. And I think she shouldn't have to care.
Well, what we want to do, I want you young ladies to know, this is her opinion. This is the way that she feels. Okay? So we have to let everyone have the opportunity to speak how they feel. And for one thing, we want to clarify, we don't know about herpes and that situation. It was a tabloid, so I can't speak on that. But what I am going to speak on, okay, and I'll do that. Let's continue around the table because I'm going to speak on that. I'm going to have that in my head. Okay, go ahead.
I feel as though that I don't think it's just Chris Brown for, because if someone does something to you, she probably had to do something real mad, do something real harsh to make them that mad and respond in that anger. I think that was just probably a one-time thing for him, because he was raised with it, but he swore that he would never do what his dad did. But I think that was just a one-time thing with him. I think that it was just that moment that he was heated and that he probably won't do it again. That was just, like, that moment. He probably got real upset, and if you get real upset, the first thing that comes to your mind is anger. And people feel as though they should embrace it that way instead of doing the positive thing. And I don't think it's just his fault. I think it's her fault, too. I really think it's both of their fault. But Chris should have never touched her. He should have handled it a different way, in a different manner. But I still feel as though it's his own fault.
Interesting. Okay.
I disagree with that statement. I think it's both of their fault, but Chris Brown did have the right to put his hands on her. And just because he was raised with that, he could have got help. And he didn't have to beat her. All they had to do was just talk it out. He didn't have to put his hands on her. Because if he would have beat her bad enough that she could have died, then something would have happened to him. And she would be dead. And I think that he still shouldn't have put his hands on her, even though she did something bad to him.
Anyone else? Okay. Come on.
I think about Chris Brown and Rihanna thing is that Chris Brown is wrong a little bit, but Chris Brown should have never been with Rihanna in the first place because she was starting all these rumors about him when she was with Neo and stuff. And the thing that I think Chris Brown beat her because he looked into her phone and saw all these numbers, all these boys' numbers and stuff. So he got all angry and hit her, and that's when the lady was looking at them and she called the cops.
Okay. Wow. Young ladies, I'm sitting here now. Now the Miss Rashida has to come in. The mentor has to come in. The educator has to come in. Let me just say something to you all sitting here right now, and you, my listening audience, and I'm going to keep this real. There is never, ever, ever an excuse or reason that a man puts his hands on a woman. Do you understand me? You never, accept it. Never accept it. You don't allow it. There is no reason. And it's, say, the woman's fault, let me tell you. A man, God has given man more strength, more power over that woman. Okay? If a man goes to put his hands on a woman, then trust me. Y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Then he's not a man. He's not a man that you should look up to, not a man that you should admire, nothing. You understand me? There is never, ever, 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 and I cannot emphasize this enough. Y'all listen, you listening to me?
Yes.
There's no reason that a man should slap a woman, cuss a woman, spit on a woman. I don't care if she gave him AIDS, okay? Because you shouldn't have been laying with her unprotected. Do you understand me? So there's never, ever, ever, ever a reason. And I don't want y'all to go away from here to accept that and to think that it was Rihanna's fault. You know what's her fault right now? Her fault is right now staying with an abuser. That's what's her fault right now, for staying with an abuser. It is never her fault or any woman's fault to get hit by a man. Do you understand me?
Yes.
And I never, ever want to have y'all feel that way to justify any actions of a man to hit a woman. And still, in the same token, there's never a reason for a woman to put her hands on a man as well. Okay? So it goes both ways. It goes both ways. Because that one punch, he could have hit her in her temple. Okay? She could have died. So when you hear, and I want you all young ladies to understand me, when you're listening and to these tabloids, and you're watching the news, and you're watching this, and you're watching that, they say that this one got herpes, this is this, and she was talking to somebody on the phone. We don't know that. Only thing that we do know that's 100% sure, we saw the pictures of her face. We know that he put his hands on a woman, and he beat her so bad, to the bruises was on this young lady's face that had me in tears. There's no reason, no justification for that. Do you understand? So I never want you young ladies to go away and to even tell someone else that this is someone else's fault when someone has abused anyone, because Rihanna is a victim. Now, right now, she may not understand that she is a victim. This is what happens when you're in a domestic violence relationship. You don't understand that that's what it is. You say, oh, well, just like the young lady said here today, oh, well, he probably didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. This is what these young ladies are saying. He didn't mean it. I shouldn't have said what I said to him. Or I shouldn't have did X, Y, and Z to him. But he didn't mean it's going to be okay, and then the next thing you know, you're dead. So please, please, this is why education and talking to people is so very important. Very important. Because you do not want to put yourself in a situation and to accept anyone invading your space in that manner. If you're going to love me unconditionally. You understand? Love me with all your heart. You can love me with that. But when it comes to putting your hands on me or calling me out of my name, bees and things of that nature, that young ladies your age allow young men to do, that is abuse as well. Do you understand me? That is not something that is taken lightly, and you should not take it lightly. Mm-hmm. You know, I have some young ladies here right now that's smiling. This is not funny. This is serious. This is serious because what we're talking about today could possibly save your life in the future or save a friend of yours' life in the future because you're going to remember everything that was said here today. Okay? When I hear that, and you have to excuse me, I'm not getting on you. It's not that. And you all know me very well that I respect everyone's opinion. But that's an opinion right there that we have to change the mindset of our African-American sisters, our Latino sisters, our Caucasian sisters. We have to change that mindset to think that it's okay to hurt me. It is not okay to hurt. Do you understand?
Yes.
So this way in the future, if you keep that in mind, you do not blame the victim. She is a victim. You don't blame the victim, okay? And we want to make sure that we get that understanding of that. And trust me, you're not the only young ladies that are saying that. I have heard that all around the city that is Rihanna's fault. So you're not the only ones that think that way. But all that wealth of information that you all just shared with us, telling us to leave and get away and don't let nobody put their hands on you. But then when it came down to this celebrity, some of you changed your mind. What happened? You say it wasn't okay, it's her fault. Why? Because he's a celebrity? It becomes her fault? Talk to me. We got 5 minutes. Talk to me.
I thought it was both of their fault.
Okay, why would you feel that it was both of their fault? I'm trying to understand.
Well,
help us understand.
Both of his, because you know how, like, if someone do something to you, the first thing that comes to your mind is revenge. Or, like, you get anger. That's still not an excuse, but you know how when people get angry, how people take anger management class.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you get angry, the first way you respond is anger instead of thinking, do the right thing first. Like, people think that way, but sometimes the first thing that comes to your head is, like, you want to get back at that person. Like, if somebody just comes in this room and smacks you, you want to just punch them in their face. But I think that it's still his fault because even she's a girl. Obviously, that was a boy, but she's a girl. You, if you're a man, you have no right to put your hands on them.
So I take it that you are saying that, and like I say, once again, I want everyone to understand, I'm not getting on my girls because I love my girls here. From what you were saying in the beginning in reference to both of their faults, then after what I said, it makes you reevaluate that?
Yes.
Did that just make you? So that's good. It's a good thing. Go ahead.
It made me change my mind. So it's because they say if you hit they say if you hit a girl and you're a boy, that makes you a girl. So it's because they say that you can't fight one of your own kind, all of that stuff. And it also say that that you being scared to fight another boy and you gotta take out your anger on a girl or you hit a boy.
Okay. You know, ladies, it's like this. We shouldn't hit no one. Okay? That's just the bottom line. You should not hit. You know, and then they, you know, beating and all that. We should not do that.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you all to walk away from here today with the attitude of loving yourself. That you love yourself so much that you are your best friend and you don't need a whole bunch of people around you to love you. This is what, wow, thank you. We have Tasha Makia in the room today, and we want to welcome you, Tasha. Don't worry about it. Just come on in and sit down and enjoy the round table of discussion with us. What we were just talking about, and this is something that you are going to really enjoy. We were just talking about the Chris Brown and Rihanna incident,
mm-hmm.
and we have some of the young ladies stressed that it was Rihanna's fault. They went into the tabloids, so speaking of reference to the herpes and things of that nature, which I told them that we don't know if that is true.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had some young ladies that were saying, well, it's both of their fault. And then we had some young ladies saying, no, men should not hit women.
Exactly.
Okay. Can you just introduce yourself, say hi to our listening audience, to our young lady?
Hi, everybody. I'm Tasha Makia from 100.2 to B and Sirius XM Radio, Ladies First Show with Moni Love and DJ J-Ski. And I'm so sorry I'm late. My GPS had me everywhere. I promise I can show y'all. So whatever y'all need me to do, I'm here. So we can chat. But it's nice to meet y'all. Y'all beautiful.
Say
nice
hi.
To meet you guys.
Hi.
Guys. I'm all late.
We're not going to even follow the format with the questions that we had. When we read Ms. Tasha Makia's bio, since we already got into the discussion of domestic violence, we want to cover the issue of, in reference to her, okay? So maybe you want to come in and give us information or give us some words of advice to, and if anyone of you had any question that you did want to ask out of your format, feel free to do so, because I'm leaving alone right now, and I'm turning it over to Ms. Tasha Makia and the First Ladies Club. You
okay.
Go ahead.
So when you ask that, are you asking about my situation?
We're asking about your
violence
situation.
Okay.
Help them
so
understand.
For 15 years of my life, I was in a domestic violence situation with my daughter's father. My daughter's 12 years old. And it was something that I wasn't raised around it. I didn't see it when I was growing up. My mom didn't have it done to her. My grandmom didn't have it done to her either. No woman in my family had anything like that ever happen to them. So it started out as, well, you don't love me, so don't call me back. You know, you don't call me back because you don't love me. I'm like, well, I do love you, so I'll call you back. It's mental. It's manipulation. It's messing with your mind. Like, if you really like me, you'd give me a kiss. And I'm like, well, if I like you, I just tell you. I don't have to do those things. But I did. And from the mental control, it kept going on to the shoving and the pushing and then the choking and the punching my ribs all the time. And, you know, it just it messed up a lot of things, and it kept going for 15 years. So I'm thinking, well, here I am. I have a child with this man. Why not make it work to just have that family unit, you know what I mean, and never, ever stay with somebody just because of a child, ever.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are you staying in the relationship so long?
Because of my daughter. Because I wanted her to have what every little girl and every little boy in my family never had. They didn't have the mom and the dad. They had like a stepmom and a stepdad. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be different from my family. I had it all. I'm on radio. I'm touring with Angie Martinez, with Diddy. You know, Trick Daddy, 3LW, those are my closest friends. And I'm traveling the world, and I'm going to make it work. But you can't paint a picture for too long because then the picture starts to mess up, and I should have walked away then.
When did you decide to walk away? Like, when did you decide that I'm through?
4 years ago. May 3rd, 4 years ago. And it was the hardest thing because he almost killed me in front of my daughter. It took for something to click in my head when I saw my daughter, Denasia, jump on her father's back, attacking him, trying to pull out his eyes because he knocked me out unconscious 4 years ago. And it was the best move I've ever made in my life.
How did it make your daughter feel?
She was scared. She, as far as when you say, well, how did it make her feel, what do you mean? As far as going through that? Because she never saw it. She never, as far as I knew, she never knew what was going on. But, you know, y'all know that y'all are like this all the time with your ear to something, that you know something that mama shouldn't, you know that. You know something about your mom that you think she doesn't know that y'all know. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was the same way. So I'm thinking, oh, she doesn't know what's going on. I got this. I'm going to fix this. She knew. She was just like, Mommy, why do you cry all the time? It was before I left. Why do you cry all the time? Or why are you always so sad? Or why are you always in the dark? And I'm thinking, I'm in depression. So if my child is telling me, you know, giving me all these things that I am not paying attention to, then what am I doing? But it took for my child to jump on a man's back in order for me to leave. And it was the best thing in the world. He almost threw me out the window. And if it wasn't for my daughter sliding that cell phone, that house phone, excuse me, between his legs at that moment, I probably wouldn't even be sitting here with you. I wouldn't have my son. I wouldn't be in an awesome relationship with a man who respects me, who is a great man, who loves God, puts his family first. That's just, you know, my life. But I wouldn't be here. So, yeah.
Anyone else? Wow. Okay. It has, I think, basically, it has us a little speechless right now.
Would you
agree?
You
all a little speechless? Because I see the way that you're looking, and the question, she's looking at you, and you see this beautiful lady standing here, sitting here, and she's agreeing with me. You see this beautiful lady standing here, you said you wouldn't believe it by looking at her, correct? And then you ask her, why would you stay so long? It's like, is it a smartness there, or...
I sit there with my mom, because my mom stays with me. She helps me with my kids. Thank God for her. And, you know, sometimes, once in a while, something will happen where a smell will remind me, because he was a drug addict. So he was smoking crack, and he was sniffing heroin to the point that he messed up the cartilage in his nose. I never do drugs. I don't do any of that. My kids are all I need that keep me high on life. And sometimes I'll get a smell. Something will happen. I'll get a funny smell, and I'm like, I get goosebumps just thinking about it, because it was a very hard part of my life. And you know what's funny? You guys are the third time I've ever spoken out about it. So that's a cool thing.
Yes.
I'm speaking with you guys.
Yes.
And I was so amazed cool. She was telling me how you guys think. But sometimes I'll get that, and I'm like, why didn't I just leave? I wasted so much time. But you have a book. Your life is a book, and this chapter is just goes that way. So what's up, babe?
Why didn't you tell nobody?
Because I was scared that he would take my daughter from me. And now I notice that those are just words. He would tell me, no one's going to like you the way, no one would love you the way I do, and I would take Denasia from you. And so now I look back at it like, really? I should have left then and just, like, you know,
keep everything. I don't care about the cars, the house, the diamonds, any of that. Just keep it all. I take my daughter and I leave, but, yeah, that was that.
Did you ever try to leave before?
I did. One of my best friends who happens to be my makeup artist, I packed a bag of clothes just to have a little something because you can't take the couch and the TVs and, you know, the animals with you. So I packed the bag and left it at her house thinking I'm going to make a plan. But he was always on to me to the point that he had a baby monitor in my bedroom because he didn't sleep in my bedroom anymore, listening to my phone conversations, knowing what I would do. It was like something off of television. But then what, it happened when I came to Philadelphia. Kobe Cole called me up. He said, I want you on the radio out here. Leave Connecticut. Come on out here. So I brought the mess with me, and it took for my daughter to jump on his back for me to say, oh, that's it. And then he's mad. He's angry. He hates me now. But it's okay because I'm alive, and I made it. Not too many women make it.
Give you chills, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I always prayed. I said, if I get out, I'm going to make sure I talk to everybody and let them know you can get out of it. So.
How come you didn't get a restraining order?
I did, and it didn't matter.
But how come he didn't get locked up?
He would run. He would run. The restraining order, he would say, is just a piece of paper. It can't stop me. It can't stop what I can do to you. And you know what? He was right, because he didn't care. If he doesn't care about himself, he's a drug addict. Why would he care about me? Why would he care about my mom? He started disrespecting my mother, who's everything to me. So, I mean, it is good to have it. God forbid any girls are going through it, but you just got to get up and get out.
When you say he would run, what you mean, like...
He'd be on the run. Like,
then
you know,
why, and if he was on the run, why didn't you just leave when he...
Because he always would come back. He would find anywhere I was at. It was almost like I had his eyeball on my head. I could not understand. It was like the FBI. They know exactly where you're at all moments. He knew he would know everything about me. And not just that, but it goes a bit deeper, and I can't really go into that because your ears are kind of young, and I'm a little disrespect by that. But when you have, I'll answer your question, giving you your age answer. When you have friends that are doing things with this man and giving him information when I thought I could trust them, that doesn't help because I'm trying to run and leave. I don't care about the bills. I don't care about, I don't care about the diamonds. I don't care about the house, the dogs, the little cute dogs, parents. I don't care about none of that, just me and my daughter. But when you have friends who you trust and you love and you're saying, listen, I need help. Please help me. He's going to kill me. And you're telling him where I'm at, you're not helping me. So I'm at a friend's house that her house is on the 56th floor, and he's in the hallway in the elevator. He knows exactly where I am. Yeah.
When y'all first met, was he like this?
No. He was amazing. He was like the best thing in the world. He was so sweet. He was always around. He would say sweet little things. I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool. He's the one. I'm going to marry him. Thank God I didn't.
Did this happen after your daughter was born?
After my daughter was born, it felt like he pretty much said, okay, we have a kid together. You're mine. And I was with him. Oh, my God, my daughter's 12. I was with him since I was 15 years old. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get serious with him till I was 18 because I was too busy in school, my books. I was the biggest nerd, but I was a cheerleader, so I was a cool nerd. I was very book smart, but I didn't really get into a relationship with him till 18, if you know what I'm talking about.
You saw her face when you said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're right here.
Right, right there.
Yeah. But if I can go back. My mom said to me, it's funny because last week we were talking, she goes, if you can go back, would you fix it? And I said, no. Only thing I would do is I probably would have told someone, but I wouldn't have changed too much. And it might sound stupid to you guys. You're like, well, what is she talking about? Because it made me who I am. And I'm not saying go through it so you can become a stronger woman because y'all are strong women in this room, and I can tell that.
Yeah.
But it made me stronger, and there's nothing I can't get or nothing that I will never accomplish, you know, because of that. Like, that's the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life. Besides giving birth to two kids. But there's nothing, like, if there's a challenge, I want to get that challenge because nothing is as bad as what I went through with him. So if I can beat that, which most women don't, because you'll find pregnant women on the streets dead because they were trying to leave. It's very, very hard to get out of a relationship that way, but God was on my side that day, and I got to leave. So if I can get out of that, there's nothing I can't do. And I always said, if I leave, I promise to speak to everybody. So
And we do appreciate having you here.
Of course, and I have to come back.
Yes, you're going to have to
all
come
time.
Back. On time. Because we're going to have to begin to wrap this up because the young ladies have another class to go to.
Okay.
And we're going to wrap this up. And me and Tasha, we're going to continue this discussion. And we're going to bring you young ladies back because Miss Tasha McKeon has given us our word. You hear her, listening audience. She's going to come back to do this again to speak to our young ladies.
Okay.
And before time. And before we wrap this up. We want to go around the table, starting with our team leader. And we're going to go take it to your right. If anything that you need to say, get off your mind, you want to say to Mrs. Tasha McKea, feel free to do so. And I see there's two people right now that I know that have something heavy on their heart. You may not say it, but rest assured, I hear you without you speaking. Okay? So, continue.
It doesn't really look like you was in an abusive relationship.
What would that look like?
Because, like, you don't have no marks, no scars, and it looked like you was just, like, perfect. It looked like you, it don't look like you have ever been beaten in your life. It looked, you just look like
a
Barbie doll.
But if you can see me from inside, you'll see the pain is more inside than outside. That was 4 years ago. But I did, like I said, we have to continue this another time, but I want you guys to know, and I don't ever want y'all, none of y'all to do it, because I'll definitely be up in y'all face. I became a cutter. And that's something I won't show anyone because it makes me mad that I decided to mark myself because of somebody else. But like I said, it's another day, another conversation, which I promise y'all I will be back to continue on with that. And I used to cut my left foot underneath my toes. It's the only time, and you not understand, you're like, why? But like I said, I promise we'll continue on with that later. But it doesn't, the outside, you can portray a wonderful world like I did while he was hurting me. But my inside was hurting more than the outside. It doesn't have a look.
Okay. No.
I'm gonna say like, why would like did he ever like threaten to put something up to you or something like that while your daughter was looking or while your mom was there?
What do you mean put something
like
in your gun?
Did he like disrespect you?
Mm-mm. He always disrespect me, but not with a pistol or a gun or anything like that. No.
I have to say something responding to.
Speak louder.
I had to say something responding to. Ashanae's statement is that, just like she said, it doesn't look like that she was in an abusive relationship. That's why people should leave, because if they leave, they see how if you leave, how you feel, you do good, and it's like she's on the radio, knowing people, and she looks good. If they leave, they can do the same thing and succeed instead of staying.
Mm-hmm. And that's what my face is. Survivor. And I walk around with it like a tattooed on my chest all day. Forget about hot shoes. I'm like, I made it.
Beautiful. Well, ladies, we're going to take this last three questions, okay? Because you have to get back to class.
What if the man you're with now abuses you again? Will you run?
Oh, I'll leave. I won't run. I'd leave. And I'd stand in his face and call the cops, but he wouldn't because he's not that type of person. It's different. I wish you guys could see it because it's completely different. He's the biggest nerd in the world, and he's great. Great.
When you was younger, did anybody tell you not to go stay with a man that was abusing you?
Yeah.
Well, then when you started going being with him, why you didn't leave?
He was my first boyfriend of my whole life. I only had two boyfriends, that one and the one I'm with now, because I respect myself too much to throw myself around. So I thought, this is how he tells me he loves me, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I didn't. If I had a couple boys before him, I'd be like, hold up, bro, something's wrong here. But I thought it was right, and that's my mistake. And, yeah, you're like, Tasha McKea, you crazy. But Tasha McKea is here, you know what I mean? But, yeah, my mom told me that. My grandma told me that, you know. But it goes deeper than that, too.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't just the only one that was cut here before. I was, too, because when I was younger, this boy, he was beating on his mom and everything. It was, like, the same thing. And one day when I tried to break it up and everything between him and his mom, he pulled out a knife and cut me right here.
Hmm.
Okay. When we, when I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I know what you mean. She meaning that when you're trying to intervene, that you can put yourself in jeopardy, too. But she did not understand that you meant that in reference to the cutting. There is a situation that I don't know if you young ladies know, but I know we touched on this last year about cutters. I have a niece that I have is a cutter, and well, she was. And it's a way of... And a way of dealing with your pain. So some young ladies, they take razors, and they begin to cut. And that it may take away that pain that they're feeling in their heart, so they redirect that pain elsewhere. And a lot of it becomes on their arm. Some even have, I have seen it to this extreme where it's in the back here, the lower back area,
mm-hmm.
places that you can't see,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's another form of pain. When I spoke to a young lady, she said, well, I felt like that because I was being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hurt me, I'm going to hurt myself. And we're going to talk about that a little later, because that is something that we young ladies definitely need to discuss that topic on that. What we're going to do before we close out, first of all, young ladies, I am so proud of you. I am so proud and I am so honored sitting here with you. And even those of you that didn't speak much, looking into your eyes and feeling your energy has really touched my heart and overwhelmed me. And I want to thank you so much because you all are the future,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I thank you. I admire you. I respect you. And I want you to walk away from this today. If you didn't learn anything else, but this one thing, love does not hurt. Love does not hurt being verbally or physically. It does not hurt. Love is gentle. Love is kind. Love is warm. Love is nurturing. Do you understand? So keep that in mind. Love does not hurt. Let's say it.
Love does not hurt.
And I thank you, ladies. Until next time, we're going to see you on the flip side because I have an announcement that I want everyone to know about, and it will be the Career Day at Benjamin Comegy School on June the 10th. We have special guests coming, Ms. Vicki Johnson of BET and BET Wrap It Up. Of course, our guest here today, Ms. Tasha Makia, and we have a host of others coming out to be a part of our Career Day, which is on June 10th. We also want to make a mention of the third annual Legs Against Arms Race. It's a 5K run and a walk celebration of youth, which will be April the 26th, 2009, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and this would be at LaSalle University. Once again, that is our Legs Against Arms, and if you need further information, you can contact myself, or either you can contact Legs Against Arms directors, and the number is 215-765-8703. 215-765-8703. We want to thank brother Imam Fareed, Imam Asim, and Imam Amin. They're also directors of our mentoring program with Huda, and we want to give thanks to them. I want to thank the school, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and everyone that's listening. I thank you, and once again, join us next week and the following weeks for the flip side, the roundtable discussion with the Young Ladies First Club, where they speak to us, and we as adults, we listen. Take it away, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams.
Okay, we just want to remind everybody to join us next week, Thursday, same time, 1 p.m., for the flip side with the Gentlemen's Club of Comegys Elementary School, where our special guest will be Arlie Gordon, CEO of Unity Designs and founder of the first National Black Teen Empowerment Expo. And that's it.
Woo! Beautiful, beautiful. Y'all did good for your first one. Y'all did good.